Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com. Now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Canada. They held an election a few weeks ago. If you missed it, well, I don't know that you need to worry about it. I certainly wouldn't. You wouldn't have heard much of anything in the American media anyway. Because it all went to plan. Now, to catch up on the Northern contest, the Conservative Party got the most votes, 5.7 million, compared to just 5.5 million for Justin Trudeau's ruling Liberal Party. But Trudeau's party got more seats in the House of Commons. A lot more, in fact, 159 to 119. Why? Well, Canada uses the same system as the United Kingdom or our own House of Representatives. It's first past the post in 338 single-member districts. And by the way, that's the second time in a row this has happened. The Liberal Party has lost the popular vote last time, too, and they still got the most seats. And the point here isn't to complain. This is the system Canada uses. Everybody understands this. Not, you know. There isn't anything innately unfair about using single-member districts and regional representation they bring. But notice one thing that hasn't happened. No one has gone on TV, either in Canada or here in the United States, to moan about Justin Trudeau being a threat to democracy. There aren't any left-wing nonprofits producing reports about Canada being a flawed democracy or a failing democracy or partly democratic or a democratic dictatorship. And there are countries they say that about, countries like us. Remember all the wailing when Trump won in 2016? People were literally screeching in the streets, "Trump isn't the president, he's illegitimate." They kept this lie up for four whole years. They made that lie the focal point of their mission to paralyze actual democratic government, using any means necessary, from unelected judges to unelected spies, to get their way, and all in the name of democracy. In 2020, Foreign Policy magazine ran an article with 10 reasons President Trump was becoming a dictator. Reason number three, politicizing the civil service, military, National Guard, or the domestic security agencies. After Stephen Walt's example of Trump doing that was that he held a photo op in a church that rioters set on fire, and that he appointed William Barr, a former attorney general, as his attorney general. Reason number four was using government surveillance against domestic political opponents. His evidence was that Trump wanted to call Antifa a terrorist organization, which might have caused the FBI to monitor them. Reason 6, appointing justices to the Supreme Court when there were vacancies. I'm not making none of this up, by the way. If you go and check his foreign policy articles this year, you'll notice there haven't been have any about the looming Biden dictatorship, even though he's actually politicizing the military by using it to teach critical race theory and conducting an ideological witch hunt for extremists. And if it's bad for Trump to appoint justices to the Supreme Court for normal vacancies, what does it mean that they're loudly calling to pack the Supreme Court and the Biden administration has openly considered this possibility? And if you want answers to those questions, you won't get them from Professor Walt. He's back to writing about U.S. foreign policy debacles. No shortage of material there, Professor. But you know what's really going on here? You know why Professor Walt and so many others are freaking out about democracy last year and every year since 2016, but don't seem to care about it this year, be it in Canada or the United States? It's because they don't care about democracy. At least, not the way you might. And that's a very important distinction to understand. To most Americans throughout most of American history, democracy meant a system of government where we hold elections, cast votes, choose lawmakers, leaders. For the left, democracy means something different to them. Democracy just means the Democratic Party. Remember when Governor Scott Walker survived a recall attempt back in 2012? The night that happened, a Democratic voter appeared on CNN and said, "This is the end of democracy. The end of the U.S. as we know it just happened. This is it. Democracy as is dead." Now, at that time, he meant it. A Republican was governor of Wisconsin and might do Republican things instead of Democratic things. You know, that's not democracy. When Kyrsten Sinema or Joe Manchin decide to represent their own constituents and say they're not happy with the $3.5 trillion spending bill to remake the American social contract, that's not democracy either. Because true democracy is just Joe Biden doing whatever he wants when he wants to. And to many on the left, democracy simply means neoliberalism. Right now, democracy also means the deep state, so long as the deep state is on their side. The side of democracy. In the Arizona Republic, op-ed writer E.J. Montini complains the name is going to squander her chance to save democracy. Then after Democratic activists stalked her into a bathroom to harass her, one climate activist remarked, "Not being able to pee in peace is a reasonable consequence for betraying democracy." I guess that's probably better than tarring and feathering, huh? And I'd note, according, and this was a tweet from MSNBC's Mehdi Hassan. He was brave when he tweeted this. "That democracy continues to hang in the balance while we argue over the rights and wrongs of bathroom protests." So brave, Mehdi. Or how about this? "They call themselves Democrats and there will be a ruination of this nation." This is The View's Joy Behar declaring, "Manchin and Sinema must be brought to task. They are the enemies right now of the democracy." According to the Philadelphia Inquirer, "The Arizona Democrats' unfathomable opposition to progress is a win for her hedge fund, big pharma donors, and a huge loss for democracy." And she and Manchin are essentially political suicide bombers waging a jihad for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. According to someone named John of the Young Turks, "The minimum bars for a functioning democracy include 1, not electing Donald Trump, 2, not electing someone like Kyrsten Sinema. And he could have added 3, doing what John says to do." Of course, nothing that Sinema is actually doing is betraying democracy. Democracy is just what they want it to be when they're in charge. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
5 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. So then, as if the Striver types who keep New York City's lights in, keep the lights on, need any more reasons to run away, outgoing Mayor Bill de Blasio announced he's canceling gifted education for equality. Now, the New York Times claims in its report on the announcement Friday that the highly selective program became a glaring symbol of segregation in New York City public schools. And the change, which is up to de Blasio's successor to carry out, is another glaring indication that Democrats now feel comfortable openly flexing their complete dominance over U.S. public education and their use of it not to educate, but to fuel their political machine. Leftist displays of complete power over public schooling have fired like artillery shelling in the past 2 years. All you have to do is just take stock of what we've only recently witnessed. The Biden administration's announcement that parents upset with systemic racist indoctrination could be investigated by the FBI as domestic terrorists. Going on 3 school years of anti-science school COVID rules. This benefits teachers' unions at the expense of America's futures. The false and destructive 1619 Project assisting schools nationwide in teaching anti-Americanism. Then you got California Governor Gavin Newsom announcing COVID shots are required for kids to attend school. The almost instant saturation of transgender ideology in public schools to the point teachers who cannot make themselves use reality falsifying pronouns are summarily fired. On Twitter, the question is asked, why would government do this? Because government schools now exist to indoctrinate, not educate. Education is a direct threat to indoctrination. So the woke madrasas must eliminate it. So the past several years of obviously incompetent and abusive leadership wielded by the leaders of U.S. government education have put many parents into a confusing state of cognitive dissonance. Many can see the problems with things like urging prepubescent children to self-sterilize or to define people by skin colors arranged into hierarchies of value or to deny children an education suited to their ability simply because other children are not capable of the same work. But many people who realize these are bad things don't yet know how to square this with their deep desire to believe that public schools are still good, still salvageable. These things accounts for the refusal of many Americans to acknowledge that public schools are not in any serious respect under their control. And this is why school boards now ignore them and sic the FBI on them. And this is why critical race theory is still taught, even in states that banned critical race theory. I mean, you would think that would at least be gone by now. It's because leftists are certainly right about one thing. Public schools' problems are systemic. What makes it possible for schools to widely teach racism and child castration? Well, complete leftist control of education institutions, effectively allowed by their supposed political opposition for now a century. And why do leftists so deeply control public schools that they are now free to use them for government-sponsored child abuse? Well, all you got to do on that one is follow the money. Who controls the billions government schools take every year? Not the parents. Not even the taxpayers. Special interests that are all essentially arms of the Democratic Party do. Teachers' unions, credentialing cartels like teachers, colleges, and universities, administrators of organizations, the chief counsel of state school officers, school board associations, tech contractors, testing companies, and all the rest. This is a system that runs like Tammany Hall. To be a part, you accept favors from the party. And in return, you do them favors. They give you or your institution money. You get them elected. You get them elected, they give you or your institution money. It's a continuous trough of things. Many parents are complicit. They're paid in free babysitting. And the rich ones with elite college acceptances that guarantees high cartel connections to keep quiet about the fact that very little of this wealth transfer truly benefits their kids or our country. The proof of that often isn't visible until graduation or later. So, you know, keep quiet, take this free public school and all that fun tailgating with your mortgage inflated with falsified state school rankings that ignore all the kids who can't read. I wonder why the nearby neighborhood is getting so run down, though. Seems more people can't hold a job. Then they can't afford to live near people in the good schools. Pay them some hush money, too, and hope none of your kids becomes one, right? If they just obey the teachers telling them 2 plus 2 equals 5 because social justice, they'll be all set. If you want to know who controls public schools, Democrats have an answer for you, and they're increasingly direct about conveying it. The far left does. Their boldness doesn't merely underscore how evil the left is, although it certainly does that. It also underscores the need for American parents to respond to the systematic abuse of their children with strength instead of weakness. This is something that Hitler realized, if he can, you know, sway the children. But this has been going on for a long time, since the 60s. This is nothing new. It's just now they're not even hiding it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FDA scientists are refusing to take a stand on Moderna's coronavirus booster shot. They wrote two-dose vaccines still provide enough protection against death or serious diseases. House Democrats have some critical decisions to make in the coming days about President Biden's agenda. That's how House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened a briefing on Tuesday, Pelosi saying she's trying to carry out President Biden's domestic agenda by not only passing a bipartisan infrastructure bill, but the Democrats' budget bill as well.
We are very grateful to our president for saying, I want to pass the bipartisan legislation on infrastructure, but I will not confine my vision for the future to what can be in that bill. Hence, we need the Build Back Better.
This is USA Radio News. A whistleblower from Pfizer is speaking out.
Project Veritas has posted four videos as part of its Expose Pharma series on COVID-19 vaccines and vaccine mandates. On October 6th, they posted part five. The video is going viral on the Internet, unlike other Project Veritas videos in the COVID-19 vaccine investigative series. This one did not involve the use of a hidden camera and interview of somebody without their knowledge. This video involves a sit-down video of a Pfizer employee turned whistleblower.
But I'm just one person, one face of many of your employees who are willing to fight this and reveal to the world what's going on.
They've used cells from aborted fetuses.
Yes.
And they don't want the public to know that.
Yes. And they're denying our religious exemptions at Pfizer.
Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau with that report. Former President Barack Obama set to hit the campaign trail for Democratic nominee for Governor Terry McAuliffe in Virginia. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, in World War II, America put up with a lot of stuff. Stuff that I'll be honest with you, I don't know that we could do that again. For any reason. I mean, stuff that makes the, you know, what happened during the lockdown look still like romper room compared to those things. And one of those things was rationing. A lot of goods were rationed to make sure there was more than enough for the military to use to fight the war. And after Pearl Harbor, people were willing to put up with a lot. I'm not sure that such a thing would happen again. Especially since there's not really any need to even consider it. And yet today, some are talking about a different kind of rationing, and that's a big problem, especially for the reason they're talking about it. Gun control advocates said the state of Oregon should limit how many guns people can buy within a certain time frame. Groups supporting gun rights argue that limits would do nothing to change a surge and gun violence, specifically in Portland. Recently announced federal case involving two brothers accused of buying 82 guns in 18 months, 12 of which were recovered by law enforcement and traffic stops and other searches, spurred KATU to look into state and federal laws and regulations around gun buying. despite that. You know, there's no limit to how many guns you can buy. A spokesperson for the ATF said federal gun dealers only alert the agency and local law enforcers if someone buys two or more handguns within a five-day time period. Otherwise, you can buy about as many as you want. I have bought as many as four in a five-day time period, and I didn't get, and that's because I was on a spree reconstituting my CZs. Penny Akimoto is the executive director of the Ceasefire Oregon Education Foundation. She did not discuss the recent federal case specifically, but said it highlights issues in state and federal laws, mainly that they could buy so many guns. She said a limit would discourage gun traffickers, not legal gun buyers. Well, now we're getting into the ridiculous. She said the idea behind one firearm a month really would help cut down on gun trafficking. That's a major issue that we have with this gun trafficking. But is it? Now, that federal case is a unique example. Most straw purchases aren't really bought in bulk. This is why the criminals, they understand that what they're doing is illegal, so they don't. You know, they try to avoid getting caught. They buy one or two here, and they're there to arm a friend who can't buy a gun themselves. There really aren't that many people out there buying dozens of guns just to put them in criminal hands. That thing you saw, like in a Taxi Driver, where the guy flips open the suitcase and he's got a bunch of guns for sale. You know, not as widespread as you might think. Most guns that end up in the black market are stolen from lawful gun owners. I'm almost certain that trying to pass a law on how many guns you can steal in a month will do just about as much to dissuade criminals as laws against stealing in the first place did. But then the question becomes, yeah, but won't this at least slow down straw buys? Well, no, because then they will simply spread that number over a larger number of people. There are always people who will do whatever for cash and who don't have felony records. They might not be able to make a living with it, but they'll probably pocket the money just the same. Meanwhile, what about the law-abiding? You know, the big population part of the state of Oregon, who did absolutely nothing wrong, but suddenly won't be able to purchase more than a single gun a month if these jackwagons get their way. They're going to get asked, well, why do you need to buy more than one gun a month anyway? Why do they need to justify what they spend their money on? The truth is that some people want to buy guns when they see them and have lawfully accrued money to do so. They go to work, save their money. They don't need to justify their desire to exercise a constitutional right any more than someone should have to justify buying two computers in a month or attending two different churches in a month. That's the thing about these pesky right thingies. They're funny this way. Gun rationing is an idea that should never have been allowed to take root in the first place. And now that it has, though, it needs to be killed at the root so people's rights aren't infringed in any such vile way. Elliot Rogers, the Isla Vista killer. California has a one gun a month limit. In addition to that, when you buy the gun, you have to wait 10 days to cool off. You have to take a safety class per gun purchase. And then you have to wait 30 days to wash, rinse, repeat. Elliot Rogers did that three different times. When he went on his rampage, he took with him three guns that he had all bought legally according to California doctrine, if you will. And he had 41 10-round magazines. Up until the point he started killing people, he was not breaking any law, except maybe if he was carrying the guns out in the open or carrying the guns on his person. But he had done everything correctly and legally up to that point. Now, that did nothing to slow down his rampage. He killed some people with knives and hammers, some people with guns, and he ran over a couple of people. And then in the end, he killed himself. But rationing guns does nothing. And, you know, if you want to stop all these straw purchasers, stop the ATF from doing these gun-running experiments. They're the ones doing the most serious gun-running. I don't know that for certain. But I do know that in the past, with Gunrunner and with Fast and Furious, they were sending a lot of guns over the border and doing nothing to intercede in them. Why were they sending? And I know why they were sending the guns. They were sending the guns to create mayhem. Sending the guns to create mayhem. And if the mayhem was created, then they could legislate some more gun control. They could push for more gun control. Anyway. One gun a month. That'll solve everything. Or at least it'll slow it down. Or maybe it won't do anything at all, but we need to pass it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. I saw this. This always makes me sort of giggly. Some of you probably never heard of Art Acevedo. He's the former police chief of Austin, currently the police chief of Miami. Very much an anti-gunner. Very much so. And we get this from WSVN. City of Miami manager Art Noriega said he has suspended embattled police chief Art Acevedo with the intent to terminate his employment. Whatever that means. I wonder why he was embattled. He issued a statement concerning his decision on Monday evening. He said, relationships between employers and employees come down to fit and leadership style, and unfortunately, Chief Acevedo is not the right fit for this organization. So I guess nobody likes him. While his statement was couched in polite diplomacy, one of the city's commissioners was more forthcoming. Also from WSBN. Monday night, City Commissioner Alex Diaz de la Portilla issued a statement on the matter that reads, the natural outcome of an arrogant and dishonest police chief is that he would be dismissed. His bad actions speak for themselves. Our city, our police officers, and our residents will be better off as a result. Now, for those of you that carry guns, you probably may know him for his relentless attacks on the right of an average citizen to own and just to own and carry a gun for self-defense. Instead of blaming violent criminals for crime, he likes to blame the tools they use, and of course, the NRA. And controversies followed Acevedo from California. I forgot he was in California. Yeah. Where was he at? Was he? I don't remember if he was in L.A. or not. To Austin, to Houston, to Miami. He's been around a lot of different police departments. Wikipedia has a list of the multiple scandals involving this soon-to-be former chief, including ones for which he was disciplined. I wonder where this hyper-politicized, aspiring gun grabber will land next. Maybe David Chipman will hire him. I don't know. Now, gun rights and gun control probably shouldn't be a part of the culture war, but it is. And as a result, it's part of a lot of discussions it probably shouldn't be a part of, as you can tell by the stuff that I discuss. Yet, in this day and age, it feels like everything is part of those discussions. Now, Democrats, firmly on a different side of said culture than yours truly, have decided to push hard for a number of things such as gun control. And in their collective mind, anything less than gun control is unacceptable. However, some of them think that this focus on issues like this may well backfire on them. And there's a debate raging on social media this weekend about the direction of the Democratic Party. It started with an article written by Ezra Klein about a young data analyst named David Shore. Shore has been arguing that Democrats are heading for a long-term disaster if they don't refocus their message onto more bread-and-butter issues and talk less about social justice issues. The activist wing of the party disagrees vehemently. Shore is probably on to something, though. My focus is mainly North Carolina when it comes to electoral politics in certain cases, because they go in a lot of different directions. I live in South Carolina. That also comes into play. But the national message is clearly not working there. While the state narrowly elected and reelected a moderate governor, the Democrats have lost three straight U.S. Senate races and presidential contests. They lost a majority of Council of State seats and haven't had control of the legislature since 2010. In 2020, they counted on a motivated electorate and a high turnout, and that didn't work. And while turnout was the highest it's been in decades, it cut both ways. The Democratic base showed up, but the Republican base grew by even larger margins. The Democrats showed up to oppose Trump, but the Republicans showed up to oppose Democrats, not to defend Trump. Overall turnout in North Carolina in 2020 was 75%, higher than at any time in recent memory, and possibly ever. Among Democrats, it was also 75%, but among Republicans, it was 82%. Republicans overperformed. That's where the fun part comes, when they overperform. They made up 33% of the overall electorate, but only 30% of the registered voters. Unaffiliated voters, the fastest growing registration category, underperformed by about the same amount, while Democrats' turnout was on par with their registration. But all of that is overall electoral stuff. That's not really what I'm talking about. Now, I focus on guns and gun rights. Parties really shouldn't matter when it comes to this. And they really shouldn't. There are gun-owning Democrats out there. There are those who vehemently support the Second Amendment, even, and don't just think guns are swell for them, but no one else. They are out there. Yet, one of the problems of the Democratic Party pushing for gun control, as well as defunding the police, is that they risk alienating a core demographic they count on in many places. Democrats have long taken black voters for granted, assuming that they embrace the Democratic agenda, and in fact, many black Americans, especially those who are working class and living in rural areas, are more socially conservative than the Democrats as a whole. Many are evangelical Christians and gun owners, and they may be disturbed and angry by police shootings, but they don't reject the institution of policing as a whole. Many blue-collar and older black Americans live in higher crime areas and depend on police for protection, and many also see law enforcement as a career that provides job security and a middle-class lifestyle without a four-year college degree. They may want police and criminal justice reform, but they don't want to defund the police. And that's absolutely true, too. A lot of these black men and women Democrats count on, come election time, aren't thrilled with the direction they're seeing the country go down. And they might still vote Democrat right now, But that's mostly because the GOP outreach has been non-existent. Republicans haven't done much to court these voters. So many feel the Democrats are their only choice. If Republican candidates were to step up and the party reach out and make it clear that their ideas align with theirs, like Trump did, then the black vote might become something up for grabs. Then there's the working class whites that another group, Democrats, often try to court. Have heard a lot about control, gun control, but not much from Democrats about riot control. And that likely doesn't really help convince people Democrats count on the roll left with their vote. And many Democrats really do wonder why working class whites side with the GOP so often. And stuff like this is why. The culture war agenda is all but handing those voters to the Republicans. None of this, by the way, is a slam dunk. Anything can happen between now and next November. But it's really an interesting take from the left as to why they're kind of dropping the ball with their culture war agenda. And it turns out guns and gun ownership and gun rights are smack dab in the middle of it, too. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.